Hey everybody! Hey! Thank you so much for coming to our rally for clean water. My name is Beth Marcosino.
Beth Marcosino of the Facebook group Wilmington Stop Gen X in Our Water organized much of last week's events for Brockovich.
We together as a community need to stand united against Chemours or any company that will dump any toxic chemical in our waters.
She spoke on the steps of City Hall to about 40 people.
The Cape Fear River is about three blocks behind you. Do you guys know whose river that is? That's our river. It's the people's river. It's not some people's river. It's every person's river.
Kemp Burdett is the Cape Fear River Keeper.
And I'm also here with Clean Cape Fear, a group of concerned citizens, including scientists and businessmen and faith leaders and businesswomen and educators and advocates who reacted immediately to this issue and have made it our mission to share information about Gen X, share factual, clear, concise information so that our community can do everything in our power to make this problem go away.
Deborah Dix Maxwell was also on hand. She's the president of the New Hanover County NAACP.
I had the opportunity to meet people from Flint, Michigan when I went to the national convention last month. We are in a much better place and state than those individuals. We have the opportunity to come together to make a change. We also are encouraging you, if you go to a house of faith, you make sure that everyone is aware of this. Wherever you go, because there are a lot of people in this area who still are not aware of what is happening.
Peter Herman spoke about children. His daughter Abby has an extremely rare form of kidney cancer. More than 50 families belong to Herman's group, the Wilmington Childhood Cancer Support Group.
Oddly, that same week, when Abby was diagnosed, another four-year-old from our area, who's now there right next to her, Nathan, was also diagnosed with the same kidney cancer. The reason I'm standing up in front of you today is to express our deep concern about the presence of the toxin Gen X and C8 in our water supply. And we are demanding changes.
Kemp Burdett.
DuPont and Chemours poisoned our water. The water I drank my whole life. The water my mother drank while she carried me in her belly. The water my two little girls have drank their whole life. And I am mad as hell. If we can look inside a single atom or see light years across the universe, then we can treat industrial waste in our water.
The comments from some of the speakers at Saturday's rally in Wilmington. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.